Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I am in Baldwin. I am at the Wolf Cafe with Denise and Bob Birabin, the co-owners of this wonderful place. We're downstairs in the tap room, which is not open right now, but it will be in a little while. There's also an upstairs cafe, and we're going to learn all about this place because it's got some unique elements. So, guys, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's start with the name, the Wolf Cafe.
All right.
Where'd you get that?
Well, we inherited that. So we bought the cafe 12 years ago off the original owner, Ralph Remmer, and he was big into the Wolf Sanctuary, you know, in the Wolf Trail and biking and hiking and things like that. So that's how it started. And we learned from experience to never change the name once it's established and people are familiar with it. So there we go. So we kept it and we're known as the Wolf right now, you know, just for
it
years.
Actually was the Lone Wolf. And then we changed it. We shortened it and just made it the Wolf Cafe.
So more like a wolf pack.
Yes.
Instead of Lone Wolf.
Right.
When did you guys open?
We bought it 12 years ago. In April, so we've had it since then. It was open 2 years before that, and I was a general manager during that time.
And what were you guys doing before you opened this cafe?
Oh man, we met at the food at IHOP in 1986.
Really?
We've been in the food business since.
I met at IHOP.
That's great. A cook, and she was a server at 15, and we were friends for a little bit and started dating and. Then the rest is history. This is our third restaurant, and we've always been 1 foot in the door as far as, you know, food or beverage. Yeah. So, and this came available, and we jumped on it. It was, you know, had everything we wanted to do in the restaurant business and plenty big.
Well, what was that you wanted to do in the restaurant business?
Well, we had a couple of places before, like I said, they were very small, so it was not very sustainable. We didn't have enough seats to keep it going. We couldn't turn them over in time. So this is 5,000 square feet upstairs and 2,500 downstairs. So we definitely have plenty of seats. The other thing was we're very much into sustainability. And we knew here we could incorporate that, you know, make a smaller footprint for ourselves and the planet. And we recycle and compost 97% of our waste. We buy products that do not have any preservatives, colors, or anything. And 90% made from scratch. Mm-hmm. Denise makes all the soups. We make all of our dressings here. We do specials. Denise has, we call it a super side. She works on that every day. So,
what was the motivation for that? Why are you so into that?
We were always into, you want to,
go ahead.
We were always into more healthful eating. You know, people, we kind of almost get a bad rap sometimes. That's that healthy place out there, but it's not really healthy. We don't call it healthy. I mean, we have burgers, but they're grass-fed burgers from Missouri. You know, so it's just, if you're going to eat a burger, eat a really good burger. You know, if you're going to eat tots, eat a really good tots, you know, without preservatives, without disodium things in it. So we've always just been about eating real food. That's our tagline.
Real food.
Real food.
Well, that's a good thing. It is healthier.
That's a relative term for sure.
Denise, tell me, I mean, soup is one of those categories where people just, when you make a good soup, they go crazy for it, mm-hmm. and they'll come back every single time. So tell me, you don't have to tell me the secrets, but just tell me a little bit about your philosophy of soup.
I think it's one of my favorite things to do to make soup because I can go in the walk-in and we don't have it on the menu. Well, we just have soup of the day. So I can go walk in the walk-in and see what's seasonal, what I have to use, and just make something from there, something that inspires me. If it's a really hot day, I want something lighter. If it's a cold day, I do ham and bean. So that's a lot of fun for me to make it. And people do like soup. They like, even if it's hot, they want it. I've tried cold soups. They don't sell.
No, like gazpacho? No, yeah. No gazpacho.
And I love gazpacho.
I do too.
I make a really good one.
I figured you did.
But
they don't sell.
It really doesn't. Huh. I heat it up, it sells like crazy. But I can't call it gazpacho.
Yeah, I mean, it's gazpacho.
I change the name.
It'd be that today.
Well, what do you change the name to?
Probably like a tomato, summer tomato or something.
Okay.
Like that.
All right, besides the soup, and you said the grass-fed burgers, mm-hmm. What are some of your other specialties?
So specialty would probably, one of our top-selling items is our, we call it a black bear. It's a black bean burger that Denise makes as well every week. All, you know, natural ingredients, again, rice, black beans, seasonings. That's our biggest, one of our bigger sellers. And then we do a great breakfast with local eggs, you know, real eggs, and we crack to order. And lunch, sandwich, salads, soups. You know, burgers, and now we just start incorporating a thick crust pizza down here.
Ah, pizza.
About, what, a month ago? Within a month.
Okay, thick crust pizza.
Thick crust.
Give me a little more details. I'm a pizza aficionado.
Okay,
I
want to
hear
right.
a little more on this.
All right, so back in the 80s, I worked one of the many restaurants I worked at, and I actually left IHOP to go work for Pantera's Pizza.
Okay.
And that was in Florissant. You know, with the second location for Pantera's, and was with them for 8 to 10 years, opened a couple of them, and was on the Bloom crew and did a bunch of stuff for Pantera's. And pizza was great. Back then, we owned 50% of the St. Louis market in the 80s or 90s.
Mm.
You know, it was before all the fast food, you know, other restaurants came out. So we always not quite struggled down here. We kind of struggled with our what's going to be our niche down here more than anything.
You know, and down by down here, you're talking about the tap room.
Tap room, right.
I'll ask you more about that in a minute.
Sure.
But let's stick
sure.
with the pizza for
sure.
now.
So we thought, and I hate to admit this, but it was Denise's idea. I just want to take credit for, you know, the good ideas. So she said, you know, you worked at Pantera's for 10 years. What if we bring that style back? Because we all know St. Louis style, there's a lot of it, and they all do a really good job. You know, then there's a Neapolitan, which, you know, everyone's doing that with brick ovens and that kind of thing. And we don't have the room or the money to, you know, put a brick oven in. So, you know, we bought some equipment and we started making a thick crust pizza like Pantera's, which you may not be familiar with since you just moved
here. I mean, I've heard the name, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah. And it's not deep dish. It's just a thicker crust.
Okay.
It has a very nice round rim. We do one size and we pile ingredients on. 12-inch pizza has 10 ounces of mozzarella cheese, whole milk mozzarella that we hand grate every day. So it's good stuff.
Thank you for using mozzarella.
Yeah. Yeah.
As being an outsider to St. Louis, I have not kept this secret. I cannot stand Provel.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Melted or St. Louis style cheese, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind it on a salad.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like it when it's melted. And so that's just me.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people here love it.
It seems a little plasticky.
Yeah, it is a little plasticky.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
People who are from St. Louis don't seem to know the difference or care.
Right.
And that's fine.
Right.
It's just not for me. So I'm glad that you use whole milk mozzarella.
Yes. Blocks of it. And I say we grate it. You
so know, it's a cheesy pizza.
Yes.
It makes a difference to hand grate it, too.
A
lot of times if you buy the already grated, it almost has a cakey, or it's anti-caking, but it's almost, it's coated, and this isn't. So it's really creamy and actually has a really good flavor.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. And this is recent?
Yeah, this month.
Oh, you just started the pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news, right?
All right, well, tell me a little bit about the tap room.
It sure.
Looks like you've got...
We have 16 taps.
Yeah.
We just converted 4 of them to cocktails.
Okay.
So we do our own cocktails, and we have a cocktail lounge that we handcraft them as well. But we did 4 on tap that we do, and then we have 4 wines. We're zero... We talk about waste, you know, in footprints, we have zero waste down here. So even our wines come on tap, and very good quality wines. And then the rest are beer, all local. We may have one out of town. Like, I think we have one Chicago beer on there now, but most of them are always, you know, from St. Louis, even down the street. Steampunk just dropped off a couple kegs. They're right down in Town and Country. Crafty Chameleon, yeah, the other way. I got a keg on from Crafty Chameleon. They're a half mile the other way.
Okay, I haven't been to Crafty Chameleon. I definitely have been to a lot of these. Narrow Gauge. Mm-hmm. I've been to Mill Pond. And then, of course, Earthbound. I live close to there.
Okay.
Perennial. Yeah. Hopwell.
Is that Chicago?
Okay, that's the Chicago one. And then you mentioned the one down the street.
Crafty Chameleon and Steampunk.
Steampunk. I've been to there.
I have not.
That place is cool.
I know.
That's just, that's unique. Just down the street, too.
Yeah.
That's a nice little brewery.
Yeah.
So many little good breweries in St. Louis area. So taking advantage of that, having these taps. Now, I heard something, or somebody told me, that in relation to the composting, the recycling, and the sustainability, that you guys have take pride in, like, only having one trash bag or something every night?
Yeah, we have one. You're familiar with the Slim Jim? That's kind of a restaurant term, but it's a little narrow trash can, and that's our landfill trash for the day. So that's it.
So you get it down to one.
Yeah, everything else is, you know, recyclable, you know, single stream recycling. Or we contract with St. Louis Composting. They pick up our bins of food waste. And we do five a week of those. Well, actually five twice a week. Mm-hmm. Probably about 8 to 10 a week.
Now, tell me about the open mic.
Okay. All right, great.
Tuesday nights.
So Steve Perrin, who used to be with a local TV station as a producer, he's a singer-songwriter. He's great. He's very passionate about singer-songwriters. And he's been doing this for 11 years on Tuesday night. Except once or twice a year, he'll go out of town, and he has somebody fill in. But he is the most passionate guy about open mic and singer-songwriters. We have young kids that will come in, you know, and be the first time in front of an audience, and we'll fill up. That back room will be 60, 70 people, and usually like 20 musicians sign up, so it's a pretty big room.
Wow.
And there's a lot of people watching. People come here just for free entertainment because it's that good, you know, and it's sometimes amateurs, but sometimes people from regionally, they'll come through, go to Chicago, and they'll stop in because they've heard about it. And it's been going strong for 11 years. It's very good. It's Tuesday night, starts at 6 o'clock.
And it was described as having a listening room environment.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, Steve's, he's a little over the top with listening room. He's, you know, he has suggestions for him. Maybe we can take that table out of the way. I'm like, nah, Steve, we're still a restaurant at the end of the day. But, you know, he has a little sign to say, shh, you know, please listen and don't interrupt the musician. So he's very adamant about that. So
that's good.
It's great. It's great. It's a great environment. And
it's a nice little stage.
Yeah, we have a stage.
Steve does the mics, sets the mics up for the who's ever singing. Mm-hmm. Has the stools, do you want to sit, stand, do you have a guitar? He just totally takes care of everything for the person and makes them feel comfortable.
Yeah. And well, gives advice to the young people. You know, he's just great. He's really passionate about it and makes everyone feel welcome. So definitely worth a trip for that.
Yeah, I want to come out and see that because I actually just played an open mic for the first time in my life.
Oh, man.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
wow.
Fun.
There's one in the city. It's at the Drawing Board, which is a little tavern at Chippewa and Gravoy. And they do it once a week, I think. But but the one that I went to is actually once a month, and a couple of my friends run it. And it's the same kind of thing, but it sounds like this probably attracts a lot more people.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the one I did was pretty small. But it's still, everybody's respectful, and it's nice. It's nice to have, there aren't that many open mics, and so it's nice to have that option if you want to, you know, I'm learning how to play guitar again, and I wanted to do it in an environment where it challenges me a little bit, so.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sure there are lots of people.
Out.
Yeah, I got to do
really
it.
Do.
I got to come out.
Yeah. Tuesday night, okay.
Okay, I'm excited about that. Do you have other events throughout the year?
You know, throughout the year we do. Denise is getting ready for, Bling is coming up in December, so we will, this place will literally blinged out with Christmas. So we do a pop-up craft holiday Christmas bar. You know, it's reservations only. And then we'll just be doing pizzas carry out. But this is like, you won't even recognize this in a few months. So that's big for us. Denise just got a date for our beignet pop-up. We're going to do one Sunday outside on Clayton Road.
Beignets. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Those are so good.
Yeah. And then, you know, occasionally we'll have some live music. We used to do a lot more live music, and it was just challenging to keep it going, you know, so other than open mic. But we have a calendar, and just check our calendar for different things.
Well, Denise, it sounds like you have a lot of inspiration for some of these things. Tell me a little bit about that, like the beignet and the Christmas. What inspires you to create some of these ideas?
I just think we really love Mardi Gras. We have a big Mardi Gras celebration every year. And we just bought a new... We don't have a fryer in the kitchen. So we always wanted to do beignets, but they're just not good baked. So we bought a little fryer, and we used it for Mardi Gras this past year. And I said I'd like to do a pop-up outside. We're closed on Sundays normally, and people beg us to be open on Sundays. So I'm really just doing it for the community, people that like to walk up, and they can get, we'll sit outside, and they can get beignets and coffee. I think that's really fun, and it's just something different.
Yeah, I also know that there's a point of pride with you guys of having no microwaves in the building.
Right.
Or the fryer, other than that one that we just...
So no frying,
no
microwaves.
Right.
And is that challenging?
Not at all. No. I don't even have one at home. I haven't had a microwave for probably 20 years.
Really?
And once you learn, a toaster oven is great, and a little pot on the stove you can do anything with.
Well, these days you have air fryers, which are actually, those are pretty good.
Those are cool. Yeah.
Those are pretty good. Especially if you get the one that's a combo of air fryer and grill. I have one of those.
Oh, yeah,
so you can, the grill function is actually quite good.
Huh.
I mean, it emulates a grill pretty well. It's not the same as being on a grill, but you know, you can switch. Yeah. You don't have to do the air fryer. You could do the grill. So some things are better grilled than air fryer.
Right.
But I'm really impressed with how those do. And yeah, microwaves... Maybe one day they'll be obsolete.
Yeah. I think more and more people are going without them.
Yeah. So are there any other things that you wanted to highlight about your place?
I don't know. I think you've covered it.
Okay.
You know, Yeah.
And tell me logistics, your hours.
Okay, sure. So we're closed every Sunday and Monday except for the pop-ups like we just talked about. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's all the cafe hours. Downstairs in the tap room, Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 10 or 11, just depending on the crowd. We cook pizzas till 9 p.m.
So you got a pretty long day,
you guys.
Yeah. Do you have a pretty good staff in terms of numbers? I mean, it sounds like a lot of hours to cover.
We have a great staff, the main staff. You know, we've had people been with us for a long time, but, you know, it's just never quite enough.
Yeah.
That makes sense. We're just always looking for a couple more and a couple more. And we had literally five people in front of house that just left for college or various reasons. So, you know, we got five spots to fill now.
I mean, you're not alone.
Yeah, no.
In the restaurant bar business.
Right.
It's gotten a little better based on the places I've been to since COVID kind of has gone away. But during the pandemic, it was brutal, and then coming out of it was brutal.
Yeah.
You know, so
we still struggle with it. We struggle quite a bit with it.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to be positive about it and not complain all the time.
So don't bring it up anymore.
Yeah.
All right. We'll. That's enough of that. Okay. Well, remind me how to pronounce your last name again.
Beerbin.
Okay. Well, Bob and Denise Beerbin, the co-owners of the Wolf Cafe. It's in Baldwin, just off Clayton Road, and it's a really cool spot. What's the actual road?
It is on Clayton.
It's a really cool spot. You have the upstairs, you've got the Tuesday night open mic, you got the tap room downstairs, so any time of day, you can pretty much come over here enjoy it.
That's right.
All right. Exactly. Well, guys, I appreciate your time. Thank you for inviting me here.
Sure. Thanks for coming. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a great segment you're doing, too. I love that idea.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.